It's Friday, everybody. It's Friday. Friday. Gonna get up and get... No, I'm not gonna do that. It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
I was gonna ad-lib something that I don't do, so I didn't want to even do it.
Oh,
I edited myself. Should have edited myself earlier.
We all lose when that happens. What were you going to say?
Gonna get high, Dave, but I don't get high.
Cheech.
I get high on life, man.
That's the way to be.
Although it's tough to get high on life when it's just gloomy.
Yeah, it's a strange shade of gray outside, isn't it?
Isn't that a sex movie?
Strange shade of gray. Yep. Yeah, it's like a yellowish gray. I'm guessing it, you know, depending on where you are, it'll be a slightly different hue.
It's just gray.
It's just gray.
And raining. And we have our neighborhood block party this evening.
And you're kind of at odds as to what whether or not you should attend or what?
No, I go every year.
Can I try to talk you out of it?
You can't not go to your block party.
I have not gone for the last four or five.
A, that's typical of you.
Why?
Because you don't allow yourself to have fun.
I don't like what I call forced fun. I like fun to happen. I like spontaneous fun. I even like the expectation that there may be some fun. But having attended many of these block parties, and I like all my neighbors a lot. I get along with them great. But
you do not.
There's a lot of milling about. There's a lot of people.
That's what a block party
not
is.
Not quite sure what they should be doing. You know? A lot of people just walking around just with a quizzical look like, should I be over here or over there? I'll go over there. The pretzels are over there.
That's a deal breaker for you?
I don't have time for milling about. I got plans. There's so much. There's like that constant waiting for something to happen, and it doesn't quite happen at the block party.
Well, our block parties have been known to be fantastic.
Have they?
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
We have a fun block. We block off the street. I'm thinking back to when the kids were little. The kids couldn't wait till we got the street blocked off because then they could ride their bikes free and easy up and down the street. Yeah. And that was exciting for them.
For them, but for you?
It didn't bother me. It was cool. I knew they were safe.
Yeah.
And there's a big long table that's out there. And depending on... See, we have cook-offs usually every year. Like a couple years ago, it was like a chili cook-off. So everybody made their chili. Then one year it was pulled pork.
Yeah.
And someone wins first prize. We have the firemen come
what
and judge
win?
It. An apron that we pass around to the winner. It's just kind of our little trophy.
Mm-hmm.
But I won it last, and I don't know where it is because we got our basement permasealed.
Yeah.
And then Frank Fontana finished our basement, and we had shoved things in the crawl space. So I'm assuming that's where the apron is, and I hope they're not expecting it back tonight.
I'm not a tattletale, but Frank Fontana stole your apron.
No, he didn't.
No, he did. He showed it to me. He sent me a twixt. And it was on there of him wearing your apron. Don't tell Wendy I stole her apron. What a bad guy he is, Frank Fontana.
He is not a bad
apron.
Guy. But so we have food set up, and then last year, I think, was the first year it used to be on a Saturday, so around 4 o'clock, the kids would start bugging you, when are we going to block off the street? And we'd be like, oh, any minute now. And then they'd ride their bikes, and it would be fun, and dogs would be running around, and it just was a fun time. And then the adults would stay out probably till 4 a.m, sampling, like one year it was whiskey, one year it was infused vodka.
So you would go from... Like 5 p.m?
Well, I wouldn't go out there at 5, but the kids would. The kids would be in bed probably by midnight or 1, and then a lot of times the adults...
When did you show up? What time did you come in?
Maybe about 5.
5 p.m.
And we'd roll our grills out in the front.
To 4 a.m.? You do 11
hours?
Yeah,
it used to really be a killer time. This is when we were young parents, Bill, and we had energy. And then the kids got older, and the kids didn't really want to go to the block party anymore.
So how did that affect you? Was it no longer fun for you?
Well, last year was the first year we did our block party on a Friday night as opposed to a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a waste case on Fridays. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the work week, you want to come home. Mm-hmm. I like to relax on Friday night. Saturday is the party night.
Yeah.
So
why did they switch it?
I don't know, because I think it wasn't as big as it was. We didn't need a whole day to block off the street.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen, but last year we started, everybody orders 2 pizzas from their favorite pizza place, and we all have, it's fun because you sample different pizzas from different areas.
Yeah.
And it's fun, but I go have a couple pieces of pizza and a beer, and then
done.
I took a 2-hour nap last year.
Right.
Then I went back out.
Oh, you did?
And
you recharged?
Yeah, a little bit, but I can't not go to our block party. I can't believe you haven't been in 3 years and your neighbors still talk to you.
It's 4 or 5. The ones that there's not a single neighbor on the block that I don't get along with. I get along with all of them. But, like, the ones I want to spend time with, I do. You know, there's a couple that I see with some regularity, and we talk and spend time. But then...
You're a bad neighbor. You're like the house that shuts off its light on Halloween.
No, we wouldn't do that.
If a block party's going on, unless you're out somewhere and you have a special event, there's no way you can stay in your house and not go out.
We usually find things to do. Like, we find out when the block party is.
And then you schedule something?
Let's figure something out. Yeah, we go out to dinner. But there have been a couple years where we don't. And we're not trying to avoid anybody. But
you stay
just
in the house while everybody's out having fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you live with yourself?
Because it's not fun at all. I get exactly zero out of it. Like, I don't want to try. I know what kind of food I like, so I get the food I like, right?
You
I don't want to try
no
other
sense
people's.
Of,
what?
Like, being communal.
No, I do. Like, every neighbor that lives there, I'm very cordial to. I get along with really well. Some really well. There's a couple that I see all the time.
You're required to go to your block party.
No. Oh, no. It's so boring.
Well, you don't have good block parties. We've had a band some years.
Everything you described to me is, like, what you just described, there's a table with, like, stuff on it.
Well, the firemen come and judge our dishes, and then...
Why would I want to be a party to that? What?
Because you talk to your neighbors who, you know, in the winter you don't see very much, so...
Yeah.
In the summer, everybody's busy, so this is like a wind down. I'm looking forward to talking to the people. I just don't have energy to drink tonight.
Yeah.
And then we had bands a couple years, and then other years we did like an open mic night. Everyone had fun with this.
I couldn't do it.
Boy, just opposed to fun.
I sat in on a couple of them, and I always just like 40 minutes in, I'm like, oh, how long can this thing possibly go on? And people go, hey, there's a bouncy house. And I go, I don't.
You're too. Well, I'm surprised that didn't change your mind. 312.
There's a fire engine there, and all the kids are like, oh, look, there's a fire engine. And I go, yep, that's a fire engine.
Don't you remember when your girls were little where that was like a huge moment for them to go up in a fire truck?
The thing that they liked was what you described, whereas they got to ride their bikes without the possibility of getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
That was fun for them.
For a little while.
Oh, our kids went all night.
For hours?
Yeah. 312-235-2525. I, honest to God, do not know anyone who has sat inside well. I mean, I understand. Mm. And you know what? It's all outside. I'm getting old and crotchety as I get older. And so I kind of understand, but I can't blow it off.
You can.
No one will talk. Everyone will say, where were you? And then what do you say? Oh, I was watching a movie.
Here, I swear to you, that's exactly what happens. And then everybody goes, oh, cool. Or what movie did you see? Or something like that.
Yeah, to your face,
no
behind
resentment.
Your back.
Nah.
Oh, there's resentment aplenty.
Nah. Why?
Because you're giving them the big old middle finger by staying in your house. It's one thing if you have something planned. And I like that you guys find out when the block party is and then plan
figure something else.
Yeah, because then it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I wish I could make it, but we've got something.
Here's what goes on at ours all the time. Somebody brings a bullhorn so they can make announcements.
What kind of announcements?
Like, the relay race is going to start in 10 minutes. If you want to be in the relay race, please be on this side of the block in 10 minutes. Like, that kind of announcement. But when they're not making the announcements, then the kids get the bullhorn, and then they make announcements. Like, Jimmy's an idiot. Jimmy's an idiot. Like that.
Do you forget what you were like when you were a kid, or were you an adult as a kid?
I don't want to take a bullhorn and deface Jimmy. And he is, by the way, he's an idiot. I agree with that part. The Jimmy that lives on our block is a total doof. But there's like so much stuff that it's just like, ugh, I can't. Anything but the block party. Anything.
Did your girls enjoy it
when they were really little. When they were so little. You know? Because you could eat, here's why my daughters liked it. You could eat ice cream first and then real food after.
Or not even real food. You could go from the ice cream to the cookies to the brownies.
You could just eat junk all day. And that's so, I understand the intrinsic value in that, but...
What's the value in that?
Oh, well, just not value in the traditional sense, but just look,
going willy-nilly.
I can just eat sugar.
I got this no one's the great. Boss of me tonight.
Right. Right.
See, we didn't have block parties when I was growing up. When I was a little kid, we never had block parties.
Because of the war. Right?
Who was the one who's credited for using that as an excuse
My
for everything?
My grandmother.
God love her.
No matter what would happen, she would say, well, we couldn't have buttons then. Why didn't you have buttons, grandmother? Well, because of the war.
And no one questioned her.
No, we just go, oh, yeah.
That's tragic.
Kaiser Wilhelm stole all our buttons. Bastard. Stupid Kaiser Wilhelm stealing our buttons. But,
I've never known anyone who's intentionally blown off the block party. I really haven't.
If people were serious and sat down and said, okay, I just experienced the block party. Did I enjoy it? I think a lot of people would go, I didn't really enjoy it.
We enjoy ours.
You really do?
Honest to God, because we have fun talking to the neighbors and...
But don't you... The neighbors you want to talk to...
Get a fire going?
Don't you have, like, the conversation with them whenever it's necessary or whenever you want to?
Well, not really. I don't see him sociably that much because everybody's busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
So this is one night that everybody kind of comes together.
Mm. I'm out. I can't do it.
I can't not do it because the only reason I bring this up on the air is because I said, it's our block party and
anything.
I'm really tired. And you're like, well, don't go. I said, I can't not go. And Bill's like,
oh, it's so easy.
I haven't gone in 4 or 5 years.
Do me a favor. Don't go.
I can't.
And see if you feel like you missed anything. You won't have, honestly.
Well, it's not you're missing stuff, but you're saying, hey, our block rocks. That's what you're saying when you go out there.
I don't want to say that. It's a nice block. I like everybody on it, but the block party. Ugh.
Jasmine, do you have a block party? Did you have one growing up? Can you believe this? I've never met anyone who's never gone to a block party intentionally.
We had a block party for a long time until I was like 10, and then they just stopped them. Just stop.
They came to their senses.
I'll be honest with you. I wish they'd stop. But if they don't, I have to go.
You just said exactly what I've been saying for the last 15 minutes. I wish they would stop.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Then you don't.
I have to go as long as. Yes, I'm a good neighbor.
State Farm is there. Couldn't help it. No, you just said the most honest part of this whole thing. I wish they would stop it. Because nobody wants to be there. It's forced fun.
It's not forced fun.
It is. It's the
not
most
in
forced
our block.
Fun.
I don't believe you.
It is forced fun.
I have to go.
I used that phrase once. There's a couple that's a friend of ours, and we weren't talking about block parties. It was something else. And I said forced fun, and his eyes lit up, and he goes, "You say forced fun?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I thought I invented that." I go, "No, I invented that." So when we discussed it. We both invented it separately, but we both meaning is the exact same thing. It's an event, like a block party, not always a block party, but like a block party, where you go because there's the belief that by being there, fun will just happen.
No, it's not the belief. It's like you live on that block, you're having a block party, you go.
Hmm.
We get invited to the other block's block party. They send a flyer out, hey, if you want to come to our block, and I'm like, no, one's enough.
They sound desperate.
No, it's just our...
But one is enough says it all, too. I put my time in. I don't want to do an extra one of these. I have to go to this one. I don't have to go to yours. Why would you go to someone else's block party?
Because we have fun little blocks in LaGrange. And there are neighbors on other blocks that I'm friends with.
I'd rather get a small hammer and just lightly tap myself on the head for 4 hours. I'm going to do that instead.
You honestly... are turning into an old man
before
our eyes.
I've always, like, when
yeah,
we
I
first
guess
moved,
you've always
when
been
we
like
first
this.
Moved in and I heard about the block party, like, one of our neighbors is going, yeah, toward the end of summer, we do this thing, and, you know, and Terry looks at me and, like, just my eyes, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Did she go?
She went, and I went with her for the first 3 or 4 or 5 of them.
And then you
but
bailed
then
out.
The time I would spend kept going down and down and down.
So did she continue to go without you? For a few years?
Yes, for a few years. But now she, like, even, because I said to her once, I go, you don't enjoy that, do you? No, no one enjoys it, but you have to go. I go, no, you don't have to go.
You two are made for each other. I'm telling you. And I'm not.
I agree with
that's
that.
That's 100%. I'm not slamming
you. No, I agree with that.
I mean.
She's very honest.
But also, your interests are similar. Like,
yeah.
To you, going to a movie would be a great night. To me, that's kind of boring.
Oh.
I got to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Just to sit there and watch a movie. I'd rather be out socializing with the neighbors.
Yeah.
But, I mean, different folks for different strokes. And you guys are two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. Right, because I think if I was married to somebody else, they would go, I know you don't enjoy this.
But you're going.
You're going.
Right.
This.
She'd never
No,
do
she
that
would too. Never do that because she knows I'd go, I'm not doing that.
This year's competition is a bunt cake competition.
Oh,
and
you don't
I don't
miss that.
I don't have a bunt cake pan, and I am not making a bunt cake. So I'm not participating, and I have the apron. We did pulled pork and 8 entries. The firemen came and judged it at our block party, and I won first place with my pulled pork.
Well, if I were you, I would go to nothing bunt cakes.
Oh, yeah, aren't they the best?
Oh,
take their label off.
So
say
good.
You made it.
Oh, God, I wish you wouldn't have said that, because there's one in LaGrange, and I could have just... Put it on a platter.
Yeah, or get the mini ones.
Oh, no, because this is supposed to appear that I've made it.
Oh, all right, we'll get the big one.
And then I'll put powdered sugar on it to look like
exactly.
I did. I'll find a doily.
Dent it up a little bit.
Bill has blown off his block party. Don't you go to your block party?
Yes, I haven't had a block party in so long. But
you
want
to come to ours tonight?
No, it's okay.
No.
I was usually the...
Again.
No, I want to go to your block party.
No,
I want to go to my own block party.
Bill
yes.
does. Bill, I said, I'm tired. I don't feel like going. He goes, blow it off. I go, you can't blow it off.
No.
He said he has for the last 5 years.
What do you do? Look out the blinds in your window and see what everyone's doing and pout?
He doesn't care. No, he doesn't want to go.
It's just like we either go and do something, you know, as because we eat out all the time, right? So we're not going to not go out and eat because they're having a block party. So we either do something, or if I am home, because that's happened once or twice, it's like business as usual.
What?
I don't want to go out.
Do you not like your neighbors?
Love them. They're very nice people.
Yeah. I believe that.
Just trying to
They're
catch
very
you
nice
in
people.
Yeah. Well, then why don't you go out in the street and hang out with them? What, because you don't have a bouncy? Is that it?
No, they do have a bouncy, and that doesn't even get them out there.
I used to plan our block party.
I like that you think that would be the one thing.
Slip and slide.
There's a bouncy house. Bill will attend. No bouncy house. No Bill. Not coming. No, that has nothing. No, it's just... I don't know.
You're antisocial?
For a while. Sometimes they'll have a band come, and the band is awful. Other times they'll play, like it'll be somebody's year to pick the music, and you go, oh, God, this is dreadful.
That bad.
How long can this possibly go on?
No, we're not doing music this year.
Yeah, we don't usually do music either.
We did.
That's interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. We did everything. It was awesome. We had a band or open mic night, and we'd do it. And now it's just like we're ordering pizzas from our favorite places. So there's a variety of pizzas. You bring a side, a bunt cake contest, and usually whiskey tasting or something. And a bonfire.
Okay. You've got to do the bunt cake and just, it's not like you're going to get in trouble. It's just your neighbor's, but you got to pass it off as your own.
I didn't even think
of
that.
Get the lemon one.
The lemon is kick ass.
Yeah, and you're right. Put some powder on it, some powdered sugar, and that's funny.
I just find it funny that you love your neighbors, but let me just explain.
Yeah.
Bill and Terry plan something so they're not home, which is smart.
Yeah.
We are always bummed on years that we have weddings the day of our block party because it's just, you don't have to drive. You can overserve yourself if you want to or not.
Right.
And
you can go out for a while, go back in. I mean,
but I can't imagine you.
Easy.
I can't imagine staying in my house while the block party's going on. Like, I feel like they'd knock on our door and go, are you guys coming out?
But I can't even imagine making plans in spite of the block party. I mean, what is it about that? What is it about the block party that you don't like?
He only likes his family.
No, that's not true.
I think you like your neighbors, but
he doesn't
really want to talk to
them.
Yeah.
No, there are some neighbors that I get along. I mean, there's not a single neighbor on the block that I don't get along with and like. There's not even one.
It sounds like it.
Well, I think back to other places I've lived where... It's just the way that the world balances out. If you live on a block, there's going to be one or two guys on the block or girls on the block that you just go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Every block's got
guy.
One.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right?
It's usually a guy.
Yeah, it is. Usually,
we
it
don't
is.
Have anybody on our block.
You don't
like
have
that.
Anybody like that?
No.
Everywhere, I haven't lived in that many places, but every other place I've ever lived, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and you ask other people on the block, how about that guy? Oh, I hate that guy. It's always that guy, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have anybody like that. Everybody who lives there are very nice people. There are some people that I see very, very regularly, and anytime I see them, we have a nice 10 or 15 minute conversation, and it's great.
When do you see them? When you're walking to your car? when you're leaf blowing?
Let's say I'm outside doing anything, and they're outside doing anything.
Well, of course you're nice.
John, how are you?
Yeah, but you don't make plans to do stuff with them.
No. Well,
you mean when you said you see him regularly, I thought you meant you went out.
Well, there are a few. Yeah, there's a couple that we do.
Oh, okay.
There's a few of them. Yeah. But the rest of them is just a quick, you know, small talk.
Right.
How's it going? How about
this?
That's
what neighbors, yes.
How about this weather? How about the Cubs?
Right? Nice lawn.
So to walk around for 8 hours with that, I don't know. It's a long
night.
8 hours,
first of all.
Wendy just said she put in a 10. Was it a 10-hour?
Yeah, 1 year. Yeah.
Oh,
we went out about five. I would do it, too, but I'm saying you don't have to. You could be a one-hour show-up.
Mm.
You could pop in, pop out.
Mm-mm. It's too much.
Yeah. God, see, I live in a new neighborhood, so I haven't had a block party there yet. But in my old neighborhood, every year.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will say... The kids were kind of a big part of it.
And now that they've grown up, what I mentioned.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped going, when my kids kind of outgrew it. It's
Before that, it was really kid-oriented. You know, you block the street off.
That was the best part.
Ride their bike
and
skateboard. And, right. Yeah.
But now all the mutual texts, the group texts are coming out. What do we do if it rains? Bring on the bunts and the umbrellas. That's what's
today?
Going on. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
It's tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Plus a Friday night.
That's weird. Now, does your village promote it by giving you, you know, chairs and tables and all that, too?
What?
Mine does.
What?
It's called a party wagon. For free. You can rent it. It's very hard to get now because in the beginning of the year, everyone does their...
A party wagon?
Yeah, they give you chairs, tables, a sound system, a grill.
What?
Uh-huh.
I'm moving. Where do you live? I'm moving to your town.
Close. Pretty close.
All right. I'm changing.
Here's a couple texts. I will read these because they're on my side. I'm with Bill.
All right, then let me find the
your
other
side
one.
Of the street, you mean?
Yes.
You stay on your side of the street. Wendy, you stay on yours.
Get off my
I'm
lawn.
I'm with Bill. Stick to the pleasantries. But other than that, please leave me alone. I don't want to hang out with you. Bill, I live on a dead-end street in the far south suburbs. I just found out that two of our new neighbors set up a block party, and I agree with you. I'm not happy about this. We've lived here for over 40 years and never had anyone even want a block party. There's no parking because it's a dead-end street. And they have planned this for it to last 8 hours. I'm going to call the township and complain. I love you guys.
Did you write that,
No.
Bill?
I don't know how to text.
That's hilarious.
Wendy, you're not a good neighbor. You just want to be liked. I am a good neighbor, and I'm going. I really am a good neighbor. I run over with olive oil or vanilla extract. And this one's my favorite. If you don't know who that guy is, Bill, on your block, that guy.
It's me. Who's the jerk on our block? I don't know. Is it that guy? No, it's me.
And I said that, too. There's no one on our block that... It must be us, Bill. Oh, damn it.
And I would like to point out, I immediately knew who that guy was.
Yeah, we don't have a guy or girl.
It must be me. Oh,
yeah. I'll accept that. But there is, I'm telling you, if there was any fallout from this, it would trickle down. Somebody would say to my wife, you know, the neighbors were talking. You guys never come to the block party. What's going on? Somebody would definitely say that.
They don't want you there.
The fact that they don't say it should be more alarming to you than the other one.
And see, honest to God, this is what I'm asking you. If you did, the first year you didn't go, they weren't ringing your doorbell going, come on out, you guys.
One of the neighbors brings in a frozen margarita machine. Now, this is a testament to how much I don't want to be there.
I know, right?
That's heaven to me. A frozen margarita machine is exactly what...
So go out, get a drink, and go back in.
Well, he knocked on the door, and he goes, are you coming to this block party? And I went, no. And he goes, oh, because there's a frozen margarita machine, and he brought me one. He goes, here, try this, and it was delicious. But I said,
so you took it and slammed the door in his face?
Yeah, because he's that guy, Wendy.
I took
he
it because you don't turn down a neighbor. He came all the way. He made me a frozen margarita.
Then you go out for a while to humor him.
No.
You should be happy. People want to hang with you.
Thank you.
Well, no, I don't mean that meanly. You should be happy. Yeah. Honest to God.
Well, it was only because it was the first year that I was not in attendance. But then I explained to him later, not that day, but another day. I went over to his house. I brought him a vodka gimlet.
That's
the trade-off.
Pretty good.
So I said, just so you know, in the future, I will not be attending the block party because I don't like it. And he said, he goes, no one likes it. He goes, but it's what you do. And I go, I don't want to do it. So I'm off the hook.
I don't know
it
what
is
to
the
say.
Way it is.
I know, but I would
back.
Never be honest
there
and say
were people
I don't like
in
it.
My, so I, the, my block was, it was my, actually it was a block and then it circled kind of around. So it was,
is it a cul-de-sac?
And then I lived across the street. Some of you know what I mean? But we still were all, you know what I mean? So we,
right.
I went to their block.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blocked off, which was, that was nice too, because I could run home and
my
house was over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always for the whole 20 years I lived there. My house was over there. But anyway, I mean, it, there were people who didn't come, now that I think about it, every year.
No, and no one cares.
You're right. And no one cared, but we all noted it and we all kind of,
everybody comes.
Troublemakers.
Smiths again.
And if when I took a nap last year, people were knocking on the door. Where are
Where's
you?
Where's Wendy? The bundt cake competition's about to begin.
That's this year.
We need Wendy. All right, we must take a break, and then we'll get you some news, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and who's the better neighbor? I won't answer that.
I am.
News time.
Wait, can I just read you a text really, really quickly? Hey, Bill, I have a movie idea for you. The Purge, Bill Leff. That's
what?
The one. That's the one where there's a day where you're just allowed to kill anybody. So his movie idea is I just go to the block party and just knock people off. I like that. All right.
Oh, now you're going to show up.
Now there's incentive. More fun than a bundt cake competition. It's news time, everybody.
Look at
here
the
with the news.
I mean,
here's
who
Judy
cares?
Kylak.
He's the first one at the bundt cake table. It's hard to say bundt cake.
It's hard to turn down a piece of bundt cake, I've got
to
be honest with you.
It's the best cake.
Cake
ever.
Yes. Judy, could you just explain the timeline to me? Because I just want to make sure I have this right. This op-ed piece appears from an insider, a White House staffer, saying that his credibility is not good, that the president's credibility is not good, that he probably shouldn't have the job, he's not equipped to have the job. He writes it off as fictitious. He says, no, this is a work of fiction. This can't be right. But then everybody, all the staffers, not all the staffers, but a great deal of them, have to bring a letter to him saying that they're not the one who did this supposedly fictitious piece. And now there's something of what's being called a witch hunt to find out who it is who wrote this. So where is this exactly? Does he not believe that this existed? No staffer came forward with this news? Which, by the way, is not really news. This is something that we've all known for months and months and months, that people inside the White House are going, he shouldn't be the president, right?
Right. And actually, I believe the author didn't so much say he shouldn't be the president, because I think
he's
person...
He's not equipped.
Well, the person actually said there is stuff that's getting done.
Yeah.
I mean, so because obviously,
yeah.
I say obviously, it's the person is in the administration. It's a Republican. It's someone who wants to push the Republican agenda.
Right.
So they're saying it's not it, but it almost sounded to me like, listen, America, you know, take a breath.
We've got this.
We've got this. We're here. There are people here who are working against this man who, not against him, but to keep him in check.
Right.
So, you know, it's not that, and you know, I don't know, being, because I do the stories every day. I mean, I've been seeing that. I mean, you can see stuff, some stuff is getting done, certainly not to the extent the president likes you to think. I mean, he talks about, you know, doing more things in office in a year than anyone's done in the history of the world, which is ridiculous. I mean, you got a tax cut, tax cut package passed. So everyone wants to know the identity of the person, and not just the president, of course, who does want to know the identity of the person.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's President Trump. He contradicts himself quite often.
Mm-hmm. So let's say they find out today. Let's say today somehow somebody goes, hey, we figured it out through whatever means.
Right.
What happens to that person? They're fired immediately or what?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the theory is that it's Vice President Pence, which to me would be a certain kind of cruel justice, because he can't be fired.
Yeah.
And so, on the one hand, you're like, oh, well, maybe it is May. Who has the least to lose?
I don't think it's Pence.
Because, I know, I don't either, because of that word that they inserted that only Pence apparently uses.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the word is, but it's a strange word.
Yeah, and everyone was like, it's not that unusual of a word. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
It's unusual because I've never heard anyone use it except Mike Pence.
Right.
And uses it quite a bit.
And then of all people, I saw Jimmy Kimmel put it on with Pence saying it 15 times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he has said it so many
times. He does.
Yeah.
He says it all the time.
Yeah, so, but that could have been...
The word pole is involved, isn't it? It's not tent pole, is it? It's something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, isn't it true? I don't remember.
But he was one of the first to write this out. It's almost like everybody in the White House, with the exception of Donald Trump, got together and goes, we gotta write him a note saying that it wasn't us.
A lodestar.
Lodestar.
That's it.
Lodestar.
Nobody uses that word.
That's like a villain from Marvel Comics. Fights against Spider-Man.
What a lodestar.
That guy's a total lodestar. All right, so Pence does this, and then I don't know if you saw his... He did a quick thing with the press yesterday where he said, of course it's not him. The president has done an extraordinary job. Has he? Has the president done an extraordinary job?
Are you asking me? Because I won't answer that. But
I just thought it was
interesting. Why don't you be the judge of that?
Interesting. For a guy who uses words like lodestar.
But here's where it all happens. Some people think he's done a tremendous job. Some people think he has done everything according to plan. I'm perplexed
most people who support him just don't care. They don't care if he has or hasn't.
They're Republican guys.
They're going to support him.
Yeah.
Boom, regardless.
And there are a lot of people supporting him just because he's a Republican,
right,
not because he's Donald Trump. And there are others that just love him because he's Trump.
Right. I mean, he is, you know, you got to give him credit for the Republican agenda, as I said earlier. I mean, look at the Supreme Court nominee. I mean, there's two Supreme Court justices he's going to put on that court.
Right.
Who are conservative. And this, the last one here, Kavanaugh, very conservative. But here's the thing, getting back to the op-ed, it's funny because I heard someone say this yesterday and it was just so appropriate. Who cares?
Who cares?
It might matter somewhat, but really, it's the message. It wasn't about who wrote it. It's about what that person said.
But the message isn't even a surprise. It's not like it's new news.
Well,
we all knew that there were people working there who were like,
well, we had hoped.
What am I doing?
But we didn't know for sure. And now that kind of solidified.
I think there's no one. I think somebody just wrote that.
I don't think the New York Times would have done that.
No, they've gone out of their way to vet the person and say, we know how legitimate they are.
Right. Remember that scandal?
Because I don't want to believe that the New York Times would do that just for what? They don't.
Well, no. Right. Maybe they were duped, though. Look at that whole hazing incident where things never happened, although they were in on it.
Somebody very high up at the New York Times talked about it yesterday and talked about how they know it's legit. Like,
yeah, there was a middleman, and it was...
They couldn't go into specifics because that would have tipped off who it was.
I don't trust anyone anymore.
No?
I swear to God, I don't. It's so easy to hack things. Isn't it easy?
The Times has too much on the line to just... If they got a manuscript...
Sacha Baron Cohen is behind this. He could do that. He could make them believe.
If you want to be suspicious, fine. But I think of the least suspicious entity should be the news media. Still, it's not. You know what I mean? You're getting paranoid because you're hearing that fake news thing so often. It's just not true. The fake news is what other people are saying. You know what I mean? When the president uses the term fake news, it's generally about something he has said.
But now he's taken shots, not surprisingly, at Bob Woodward in the last couple of days. But in the past, I'm sure you've read exactly what I've read, where he has said glowing things about Bob Woodward.
Nothing but respect for him.
This is a guy you got to trust is Bob Woodward, until Bob Woodward writes a book about him and he's like, oh no.
That's the taking your ball and going home.
That's exactly what it is.
Right. As an American, you have to be a little bit, you've got to use your head a little bit and make sense of these things, what you just said. So what does that tell you?
If you know Bob Woodward's history, and it's obvious from All the President's Men where they took down Richard Nixon, this is a guy who has convictions and he has a history of doing this sort of thing, of figuring out who's behind what. So for Donald Trump to try to discredit him and go, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, his track record kind of proves otherwise, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it was interesting for President Trump, too. He was on and on about, this guy has said bad things about President Bush or about President Obama.
Right.
You know, how about President Nixon? Let's talk about him.
I think he mentioned
Richard Nixon. He did not mention that name.
No, Trump didn't mention it, but Woodward has mentioned Richard Nixon.
And, Woodward didn't use a lot of, or didn't cite the sources. But, I mean, then he plays this audio where he clearly had asked the president to talk to him.
Yeah.
And, there's a phone call with, and Kellyanne's like, well, I put the request in.
But the White House put Trump on the side for, they didn't want Trump to talk to Bob Woodward because that would have been the worst the worst thing they could have done, right?
On a lighter note, why does Tesla stock go down because Elon Musk smoked weed? Honestly, I'm not being funny. I'm asking that for real. Do you know how many people smoke weed on a daily basis that you'd be shocked about?
I mean, maybe they think he makes the cars. Like, physically makes
them. He builds them himself.
Yeah, well, I want that guy putting my battery in.
Maybe there's a perception that marijuana and cars together aren't a great idea.
And the really probably aren't.
Yeah, but he's not driving it. He's not. I just am curious about that. Tesla's stock tanks as much as 9%. Is that really tanking?
That's considerable.
That's significant.
That's a lot.
But, you know, it,
and top executives have resigned. It just seems silly to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's because to me, I sort of expect that kind of behavior from someone like Elon Musk.
You saw the story. He keeps calling one of the rescuers, you know, the kids that got trapped in the cave in Thailand. Elon Musk keeps referring to one of them as a child molester, despite the fact that there's no evidence at all that that has ever happened. He won't let up on that. that might be the reason, but I don't know what he has.
How can you say something like that?
All right, the backstory on this was Elon Musk and a team of his people went because they wanted to quickly devise some sort of a submarine to get these kids out.
Right.
And the rescuers that were already there were like, thanks, but we've got this. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just being very heroic, which is admirable. But realistically, you quickly designing a submarine isn't going to help these
kids.
And
they may be a little bit more sticking it to them than that.
But they were.
Yeah, they weren't
without
that
a doubt.
Nice, but they were like, all right, go
but
back
as
to your
as soon as that
Tesla.
Was done happening, Elon Musk, the one of the rescuers, I don't know why he zeroed in on this guy, but he keeps over and over and over referring to him as a child molester.
Oh, I didn't know he was keeping it up.
Yeah.
I thought he apologized.
He did for a while, but then I don't know what happened.
He's back in the news
again? He picked it up once again. Yeah, I have no idea why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I don't know what's in it. I understand this guy discredited him to some respect by saying, all right.
Yeah. I don't care who you are, but
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't the aquatic life of Steve Azuzu.
Right.
This is real. We've got kids under there. We got to save those kids. So thanks, Elon.
Yeah.
But,
so that is interesting. I'll have to look that up and see why he's back
Very
on
peculiar.
That.
I don't understand it at all.
Stoner.
That would explain a lot. That would explain everything. It really would. Judy,
thanks, Jude.
Thank you very much for coming.
Welcome to my block party.
Yeah, there's going
to
be a block party.
And I think you're going to win that butt kick competition, girlfriend.
I better see a ribbon on Monday. I want to see a ribbon.
Yeah. The apron that Frank Fontana stoned from me.
The golden apron. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Did I say stoned from me? I think I did.
I think you did.
Sorry.
I think you did.
Okay, Elon.
A quick break, and then we'll close things off. Thanks, Judy. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, I got to get to my block party.
Yeah. First 10,000 in, get a free jacket, a block party jacket.
Black party?
Block party.
You said black party.
Maybe I did.
Are you high?
Given context. No. Mm-mm.
You like Elon Musk, or did. You were a big fan.
I thought he was a deodorant scent until just today. I just realized
that's Jovan, not
Elon Musk. That's a great idea for a roll-on right there. All right, that's it, everybody. We've given all we can give. There's nothing left. We'll try it again on Monday. It should be a good show on Monday. It should be. We'll see what happens.
It will be.
It will be.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.